You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Has there been any line movement, first of all, Gil, in this this primetime matchup?
A little bit, because I'm seeing 7.5s now. Is that what you're seeing, Dave?
I'm seeing seven here with extra juice on the Dallas side, but it's going towards 7.5.
Yeah, there's some 7.5s posted in Vegas. At least there was yesterday on the boards, and I'm seeing offshore there's some 7.5s. Yeah, so there's a little bit of movement. Listen, Dallas is the most public team of them all, as we say. When we say public team, we talk about the Chicago Cubs, the New York Yankees, the Dallas Cowboys, the iconic sports franchises of America. People love betting on those teams, even to this day. Doesn't matter how many years they've lost. You know, the Green Bay Packers are the same way. People will always bet on these teams if given the chance. And so, you know, this is one of those games. Last week during the pick six, two of the games we got right were the Browns against the spread and the Rams against the spread. And neither team could have looked worse the previous week. So much of the betting in the NFL, and this is really uniquely true of the NFL, because I would never say this for baseball. I would never say it for the NBA. And I don't know how you guys would say it for things like the Premier League and some of your other popular sports. But in the NFL, there is so much money flooding the market. I mean, to say that this sport is king in the NFL would be unfair to kings. You know, it's just mammoth. And so you have a lot of what we call dumb money in NFL markets. And people are influenced by recency. That's the reason why you take the Browns last week and you take the Rams last week, and you sort of take a big gulp and you're like, I can't believe I'm betting on these teams, but they're getting so many points here. People are overreacting to the previous week. So take everything I said about the Bears, about Jay Cutler and how bad they looked against Carson Wentz and the Eagles. You're giving me 7.5 points here against the Cowboys. And I, on my podcast, I have a gentleman, a handicapper, Marco D'Angelo, and he's been on my show for years, and he's been handicapping for 35 years. Yesterday, seeing this matchup, I said to him, I go, Marco, I'll do your capsule of this game. I know you so well, I know exactly what you're going to say. And it was this. It was, no team looked worse last week than the Bears. No team has more feel-good than do the Cowboys because of how Dak Prescott has been playing. They beat their rivals, the Redskins. No team is as good as they look one week, and no team is as bad. And this is the classic recent perception game, where people are going to be all over the Cowboys, and sure enough, the line has been moving up, and no one's going to give the Bears any credit. Well, it's not Jay Cutler here, Dave. It's Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer, even though he looked terrible in the playoffs last year for the Texans, you know, serviceable. He was 9 of 12 for 78 yards in relief of Cutler last week. Career, 38 touchdowns, 26 picks. Career record, 15 and 11 straight up in 26 career starts against, or rather playing for, the Patriots, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Texans, now with the Bears in his first game. And even though the Bears have a lot of injuries here, Lamar Houston, their linebacker, is done for the year. Nose tackle Eddie Goldman, linebacker Danny Trevathan, running back Kadeem Carey, all questionable. Why are the Cowboys giving 7.5 points to anybody? Because I mentioned the Redskins' defense was a sieve. The Cowboys' defense is a sieve. They can't stop anybody.
I couldn't believe that as well, Gil. You just mentioned one stat there that I, if you'd have said to me, what is Brian Hoyer's record as a starting quarterback, I'd have never had him above 500 as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and he's gone 15 and 11 in 26 career starts. I know that sometimes he's been coming into games which they've been out of reach for him already when he's been a backup quarterback. I was surprised to see that he'd won 15 of 26 games as a starter, Gil.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that surprise might be because when we last saw Brian Hoyer starting, Dave, you may recall in the playoffs last year for the Texans, the Chiefs beat the Texans at Houston 30-0, and Hoyer was horrific. So it's tough to shake that memory and then, you know, sort of say, okay, well, that was one game. And maybe the Texans had other problems at the time. Maybe the Chiefs were just that good in comparison. But Brian Hoyer has been serviceable. Like, he's, listen, anytime you've played for that many teams, it means two things. One, you're not good enough to stick around. And two, you're good enough to stick around. Both things are true. And he's got himself a pretty good NFL career, 8 years now in the league. And here he is once again, right place, right time. And the Bears can only get better. You know, that's the other thing. You think, okay, your starting quarterback's been hurt and he's out. You know, so you go from Jay Cutler to Brian Hoyer. Is that a downgrade? Like, I don't think that's a downgrade.
Yeah.
And Cutler sprained his right thumb. You know, I don't know when he'll be back, but that, just because he was the starter, look, Jay Cutler just breaks your heart all the time and looks like he doesn't care doing it, which is the biggest crime, right? The old Jay Cutler face that you have to look at. I'm not saying the Bears are going to win this outright, because I do think there's a little bit of magic to Dak Prescott, but the Bears are going to be able to score right with the Cowboys. And again, give me 7, give me 7.5, even better. I'm taking the Bears.
Just a quick word on Dallas before we move on, Gil. And everyone talks about that offensive line with Ezekiel Elliott or Alfred Morris running in behind it. And we know it's one of the, if not the best, offensive line in football. But the performance that has attracted me over the first 2 weeks, or impressed me over the first 2 weeks, Gil, is that of Maurice Claiborne, who's starting to look like a number one round draft pick now in the cornerback position. He's been good these first 2 weeks and starting to live up to that price tag, Gil.
He's been good. I think Cowboys fans can't be upset about it. But listen, if you watch a game with a Cowboys fan, they will tell you, they'll be like, we can't, whoever has the ball last will win a Cowboys game. So as good as Maurice Claiborne has been, they're not good. You know, they're going to get some players back next week and the week after. So this Cowboys defense ought to improve with some guys coming off suspensions and injuries. But as far as this week is concerned, Claiborne is out there on an island, and there's too many weapons for the Bears not to exploit the Cowboys otherwise. But yeah, good start to the season for Claiborne for sure. You know, the interesting thing about Dallas, Dave, here is a couple things. One, they're first in the NFL in terms of sustaining long drives. 8 drives that have chewed up 5 minutes or more. Nothing is better for a defense than an offense being able to do that, keeping the defense off the field. If you only have to play in spurts and you never get tired on defense, you're going to look better than you might actually be. I don't know if that applies to Claiborne specifically, but the Cowboys couldn't have had any more help from their offense thus far, and they're still not very good.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.